guys, it's me Vishali and welcome back to the show. Today I'm just gonna talk about one decent topic which has been ruling on my mind, and you guys know I don't talk about anything which is not on my mind or I haven't seen happening, and I want to share my opinion on it. So this topic is very close to my heart. I've been brought up in a very much traditional household, but yet progressive as well. But as I've grown up and stepped into my adulthood, I've came to realize a point of time where you just seek some kind of an anchor into a divine. And yes, I'm gonna talk about something very occult, which is astrology. And if you know me, I'm very much into it. Like, I keep on dabbling even if I don't understand anything, what the hell everything means. I'm very much into it. But growing up and understanding it, understanding what the hell is happening in the sky, which is trembling my trajectory of life, which is not showing me any way of going forward, which is not showing me any good path in a relationship of any sort, from romantic or to professional, you know. So whenever you are hitted by a curveball life throws at you, and if you're capable of getting some kind of an advice in form of psychologist or astrologer or anything, you seek it, because it just helps you to heal through the wounds. It just helps one to make sense of something. That is what comes to my mind actually. If I go back into my childhood and see and bring back some of my memories of this zodiac wheel and the 12 houses our life keeps revolving around and evolving into actually, I will really mention this phase of my life where I was pretty much, you know, lost in some sort of way. And not some sort of way, it is just an age or a time where everybody seems to feel not knowing where to go, right? And it is very much normal. But when we are figuring out exactly what one needs to do, one tends to seek help when there is no framework in front of you and you are very much indecisive, because you need to make some decisions in your life, very practical, pragmatic decisions, and you feel like you are losing that capability of discerning, you know, and make sense of what's going on and how you're going to act and react and how you are going to make the current scenario turn into a strength. You seek advice, and these people, these professional astrologers, tend to provide you so for some amount of money. But when you are a child, when you are a teenager, you just ignore some stuff. You just tend to ignore some stuff, and you just go with life the way it comes towards you. You don't think about it much, because there are no means to provide yourself with that thought of, okay, I'm just gonna seek this astrologer or this person who will help me to figure this shit out and at least repair it with the help of some therapy or something, or seek someone elderly's advice who is very wise, or go to astrologer. Maybe their parent will take you to one and they will figure out why the shit is happening, and you can blame everything on the planet. But when you grow up, shit goes out of your hand. When you grow up, you step into adulthood and you get hit by many other issues in your life, which are really practical, and you are the adult now and you need to face the whole truth of your life, and you try to get through those situations and experience the doom world out there as well. At the same time, trying to make sense of it all, trying to create a framework for everything around you, getting some clarity in your head about yourself, about other people. You try to feel like this chart, the natal chart, is going to be your template, and that is going to help you out with figuring out who you are going to meet, what type of job you're going to have, where are you going to travel, are you even going to travel, what are other things you need to seek in your life, what is your purpose, what was your past life like. You know, these questions keep on popping up every now and then, and that is typically very normal as you're growing up as a human. But when you're growing up, now you have money to spend on lots of stuff. See, your lifestyle is gonna grow, your cost of living is gonna rise, but when you start seeking this occult tools more than you should. For example, if you know, I'm a tarot reader as well. If my clients start to seek my help every other week, then it is very bad for them. I tend to advise my clients that you shall seek a reading after a really long period of time. Like, there needs to be a gap, you know. You shall not lose your self-esteem and your self-intuition or gut feeling to overcome certain hurdles or to look at certain stuff, to figure out, to decide, to judge the situation as it comes towards you, and not just seek help all the time or seek the advice all the time. Of course it helps, definitely, but the quantity of time you tend to do it, it makes you more desperate, it makes you more anxious, and it could make a person go, you know, it just doesn't help the person. It happens with everybody, okay? It happens with me, it happens with you, and some people are so much into seeking answers for everything that they just can't come out of it. I've seen people blaming every situation on certain planets, and that's not the scenario. You will grow into your chart, and the one thing is that the way we get into personality test, aptitude test, different personality types, enneagrams, if you know what I'm talking about, you tend to get into this astrology as well, but this helps you to become more self-aware about the person you are and the way you're gonna handle certain situation and the person you are gonna become. No, it's not scripted, it is nothing choreographed, okay? It's just an archetype you tend to grow in, okay? And certain stuff like making a client fear about some shit or something like that is not good, because they are the planets and they're gonna help you out in certain way, because you are unique, you have your own story to live, and you are gonna live through it no matter what happens, okay? So I just want to end on this note that just go through life, don't lose that child in you who was not seeking answers all the time, who was just going with the flow and trying to learn, you know. So don't lose that as you grow older and become more strong and self-sufficient on the way as well, okay? So these are my few thoughts on the topic. I hope it helps you to churn more, chew on this topic more, and create some kind of perspective. I would really love to listen from you, hear from you in the form of note or you know, anything you can send towards me. You can mail me as well. Yeah, and if you need any tarot reading or something, just shoot me a message anywhere, anytime. I'll be at your service, okay? So yeah, take care everybody, enjoy, and have a good day ahead. Sayonara.